Patton Oswalt cites Anne Frank and the Holocaust to slam lockdown protesters. By BenQ on April 19, 2020. Actor and comedian Patton Oswalt attacked protesters opposed to the ongoing lockdowns in response to the Chinese coronavirus, comparing people's plight today to that of Holocaust victim Anne Frank. On Saturday, anti-lockdown demonstrations took place in several U.S. states as protesters demanded the reopening of the American economy, with many fearing the economic consequences for themselves and their families should the restrictions not be lifted. Yet Oswalt, who has an estimated net worth of $14 million, was less than impressed with those demonstrating, accusing them of risking viral death when they have a life full of modern-day luxuries despite millions being forced into unemployment. And Frank spent 2 years hiding in an attic and we've been home for just over a month with Netflix, food delivery and video games, and there are people risking viral death by storming state capitol buildings and screaming, "Open Fuddruckers." Another critic of the protesters was the actor-comedian D.L. Hughley, who pointed out what he called the irony of Americans wanting their freedom back given that there was also slavery in the United States. In a country where slavery was legal for a couple of hundred years, it's ironic some are resentful of their freedom being taken away for a couple of months, Hughley tweeted. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump defended the protests, arguing that a lot of state governors got carried away in the severity of their lockdown measures. "There is a lot of injustice," Trump said at the White House briefing on Saturday. "There are a lot of protests out there, and I just think that some of the governors have gotten carried away." Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@Breitbart.com.